In a conversation with saltwater fisherman Nick Kuntz, he had some tips about not overcasting. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. We were talking about fishing for permits.
It's not like fishing with a bobber. So you got your line out. Do you play it at all, or you just let it sit and the fly just sits?
When you see one, you need to actually cast within about a dinner plate of their face. So you need to see them, and you kind of need to see them underwater. So you use a little crab fly, and once you get it there, if it's close, you twitch it a little bit sometimes or barely strip it in. It's a real slow, it's not a real fast strip at all, or that kind of scares them.
You're a tennis player, and so you know the concept of touch, and that's what this sounds like.
You have to be able to cast a fly rod to catch any saltwater fish. You have to be able to what's called double haul cast. You have to be able to be pretty accurate. You can't just go out there and not know what you're doing and catch one. For sure.
Describe the double haul catch.
When people fly fish, they pull back their line. If you just do that again as you're going forward with your rod and pull back your line again, so it's two pulls instead of one, that's really what double haul is. And it gives you much more power to shoot it out there if you're in a hurry. You see a lot of people fly fishing there back and forth, back and forth. That's not good. You want to be able to just go back one time and shoot out 40 feet of line so you can get it there. And otherwise, they swam off.
So patience. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.